Det her er P5. Nu er det tid til Radioavis.
Det betaler sig at råbe op, viser erfaringer fra flere skolebestyrelser i Odense og Aarhus kommuner. Her nægtede flere bestyrelser nemlig sidste år at underskrive deres skolers budgetter i protest. I år der er det ikke tilfældet, for skolerne har fået flere penge. Til stor glæde for Camille Lee, der er formand for skolebestyrelsen på Munkebjergskolen i Odense, og som nægtede at underskrive budgettet sidste år.
Jamen, der kom jo heldigvis det ud af det, at vores opråb blev hørt. Og jeg synes først og fremmest, det der kom ud af det, var, at vi fik sat folkeskolen på dagsordenen.
Politikerne i Aarhus og Odense fandt henholdsvis 57 og 100 millioner kroner ekstra til skolerne. Og det skyldes i høj grad protesterne, mener kommunalforsker Roar Buch fra Danmarks Medie- og Journalisthøjskole.
Ja, det tror jeg roligt, man kan sige, at det var et eksempel på, at man succesfuldt kan presse sine kommunalpolitikere. Det betyder ikke, at man generelt set kan have succes med at presse kommunalpolitikere. Altså hovedreglen er, at det ikke rigtig kan lade sig gøre at rykke politikerne. Men det her, det var så undtagelsen, der bekræfter reglen.
Det vækker harme hos forsvarets fagforeninger, at kaserner og forsvarets bygninger i det hele taget er i så dårlig stand, at statsrevisorerne i en ny rapport retter skarp kritik mod forsvaret. Det gør revisorerne blandt andet fordi, at der blev afsat 2,6 milliarder kroner til vedligehold af forsvarets bygninger fra 2018 til 2023, men af dem blev kun 800 millioner kroner brugt til det formål. Formand Ronny Pedersen fra Centralforeningen for Stampersonel kalder situationen for uheldig.
Og når jeg siger uheldig, så siger det bare på en pæn måde, for jeg synes jo, det er virkelig, ja, jeg skal varme mig for mine ord, men jeg synes jo, det er manglende ledelse og ikke varetage de her bygninger eller varetage vores medlems ved og vel, ved at sørge for, at det, de går og arbejder med og i, at det er i orden.
Forsvarsminister Troels Lund Poulsen erkender kritikken og siger, at det er vigtigt nu at få rettet op på manglerne. Og det giver håb forude ifølge formand for Hærens Konstabel- og Korporalforening, Kurt Brandner.
I skal jo nok ikke forvente, at det her det sker inden for et år, 2, 3, 4 eller 5. Der går nok flere år, før den sidste kaserne har set den sidste renovering eller nybyg. Men det er vigtigt, at man laver nogle planer, som bliver kendt for alle, og at man kommer i gang.
De første sydkoreanske vælgere har afgivet deres stemme ved tirsdagens præsidentvalg i landet, det skriver nyhedsbureauet AP. Valgstederne de åbnede kl. 23 dansk tid og er startskuddet på afslutningen af 6 måneders politisk uro, der fulgte efter, at den nu afsatte præsident Yoon Suk-yeol tog beslutningen om at erklære militær undtagelsestilstand i landet i december sidste år. Og i nat bliver det tørt og klart vejr. Der er risiko for lokale tågebanker i vest, og temperaturerne falder til mellem 2 og 10 grader. Varme koldt bliver det for dem i sydvest. Det var Radioavisen kl. 1 med Jakob Høstrup, og jeg er tilbage igen om en time.
Velkommen til P5. Musik, der holder.
Thank you. 21. He said too many folks just stand and wait until the morning. Don't they know tomorrow never comes? And he would feel a new tomorrow coming on. And when he'd smile, his eyes would twinkle up and far. Now everybody talks about the new world in the morning. New world in the morning takes so long.
Musik, der holder.
In the town where I was born lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine. key and the door is pushed open now. He walks into the room but doesn't take off his coat. Kisses me softly without saying a word now. There's that look in his eye that makes me feel the cold. When I try to find out about what's troubling his mind, he turns away and sighs and says, give me some time. Maybe things would get better. And he stares at the ceiling now. Me, I'm trying to sleep, but I'm trembling inside. If she's haunting his dreams, then why don't he say it now? Why stay?
A dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown, like a rolling stone. But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never come.
the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction home? A complete unknown, like a rolling stone. Ah, oh, you never turned around to see the frowns on the jugglers and the clowns when they all did tricks for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you everything he could steal, how does it feel? How does it feel to have you on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown? On the steeple and all the pretty people, they all drinking, thinking that they got it made, exchanging all precious gifts. But you better take a diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. You can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal.
Dips go, guess I'm a rambler. Cause I can't not be on the road, might be a lost cause. Cause I'll be out till the lights are on and I'm a gambler. I'll take the over on the underdog. Girl, half of this town has got a name for me, and I can't say I don't agree. But the night I said I'm leaving, I turned into Richard Petty. Broke my heart so I got even in my 97 Chevy. Now I'm walking on this water mixed with Johnny Walker Black. There's a lot of reasons I ain't Jesus, but the main one is that I ain't coming back. Oh no, no, I ain't coming back. You call me the devil, then you
told me where to go, go throw your pebbles. I'll be somewhere getting stoned, girl, it ain't my fault. Ain't no need to wait 3 days. I might be a lot of things, but I ain't your saving grace. Yeah, the night I said I'm leaving, I turned into Richard Petty. Broke my heart so I got even in my 97 Chevy. Now I'm walking on this water mixed with Johnny Walker Black. There's a lot of reasons I ain't Jesus, but the main one is that I ain't coming back. Oh no, no, I ain't coming back. Girl, half of this town has got a name for me, but there's one I'll never be. No, cause the night I said I'm leaving, I turned into Richard Petty. Broke my heart and I got even in my 97 Chevy. Now I'm walking on this water mixed with Johnny Walker Black. There's a lot of reasons I ain't Jesus, but the main one is that I ain't coming back.
Bye. Cause I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know what to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you less. I'll stand by you. To me.
fra dybet, og jeg så det bølgende hav. Af udstrakte hænder, der kærlighed rakte ned. Hold mig fast og hold så længe, at jeg til sidst kunne vriste mig fri. Med viljen til selv at stå og holde tanken om at leve ud. Fra alle drømme bræstet, uden tro, uden op. Med hjertet skriger, jeg kan ikke mere, jeg tror jeg bliver liggende her.
musik, der holder.
I said he's gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing all those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. If it costs me my very last dime, If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Viva!
You were there when I was blue. Tomorrow calling. It was the end of their beginning from the very first sight of love. Fall down. Fall down straight. Whoa. I'll do anything for you to get up in the morning. So wonderful as wonder can be. I can see your shadow. You're still the perfect match for me. Like you're in love when it's not so. Tomorrow calling. I didn't realize your Sundance made it rain for night and day. Fall down. Ooh, we're gonna fall down straight. Whoa. I'll do anything for you, yes, you, to be dancing. So beautiful as beauty can be. Go shake your money maker. You're still a mystery to me. I can hear your laughter. You're like a cheetah moving close to its prey. So wild and easy. You're still the perfect match for.
Du lytter til P5. Nu er det tid til Radioavis.
Selvom statsadvokaten for nyligt valgte at droppe efterforskningen af kræftskandalen fra Aarhus Universitetshospital, ja, så er det sidste punktum i sagen ikke sat endnu. Pia Krohn, der blev behandlet for sent på hospitalets meget omtalte mave- og tarmkræftafdeling, har nemlig klaget over den afgørelse, og dermed så skal den nu forbi rigsadvokatens bord. Og hun er fast besluttet på at gå hele vejen og placere et ansvar for, at mere end 300 patienter i en periode fra januar 22 til marts 2023 ventede for længe på kræftbehandling.
I og med statsadvokaten, han ikke ligesom kunne komme det nærmere og ikke kunne komme videre med det, jamen, så følte jeg mig nødsaget til at bruge den her mulighed også. Den her gang, må jeg så sige, der har jeg så ikke de store forventninger. Jeg har stadigvæk et kæmpestort håb på mine og de andre patienters vegne.
Og selvom tre ledende hospitalsansatte har været sigtet igennem længere tid, og flere instanser har vurderet kræftsagen, så mener Pia Krohn ikke, at hun tager den for langt med en klage til rigsadvokaten.
Hvis de selv har stået i den situation, som jeg og de andre patienter de står i, så går jeg ud fra, så vil de forhåbentlig have gjort det samme, fordi det her det må og skal ikke ske fremadrettet.
Statsadvokaten oplyser til os i DR, at rigsadvokaten nu har 4 måneder til at træffe en afgørelse i sagen. Det kan godt betale sig at sætte hælene i og sige hertil og ikke længere. Det er i hvert fald erfaringerne fra skolebestyrelser i Odense og Aarhus kommuner, at efter størstedelen af dem sidste år nægtede at underskrive deres skolers budgetter, fordi de mente, at pengene simpelthen var for få. Medlem af skolebestyrelsen på Rundhøjskolen i Højbjerg ved Aarhus, Louise Pedersen, føler sig i hvert fald hørt.
Jeg oplever helt klart, at budgetprotesten sidste år virkede. Det fik vores politikere til at få øjnene op for, hvor grelt det faktisk står til på skolerne med økonomien.
Skolerne i Aarhus fik 57 millioner kroner ekstra efter protesterne, og i Odense fik de et løft på 100 millioner kroner. Ifølge Odenses socialdemokratiske borgmester Peter Rabeck-Juhl, så gjorde det også en forskel, at skolebestyrelserne protesterede over budgetterne.
Når skolebestyrelserne på den måde engagerer sig i den samtale, vi har i byen omkring at forbedre folkeskolerne, så er det jo klart, så lytter jeg jo som borgmester og er også med til at tage farve af det, de siger.
Fansammenslutningen hos den tidligere Superliga-klub AB, der går under navnet Vesttribunen, vil have klubbens tyske medejer SSE 22 til at forlade klubben. Det skriver fansammenslutningen i et opslag på Facebook, efter at klubben for anden gang er rykket ud af landets bedste fodboldrække. Klubben har den seneste tid lavet 2 trænerfyringer på en måned og også sagt farvel til sportsdirektøren. I opslaget der skriver fansene, at de blandt andet har fremlagt en detaljeret plan for, hvordan de tyske ejere kan trække sig. SSE 22 har ikke kommenteret på erklæringen. I nat bliver det tørt og klart vejr med risiko for lokale togbanker for dem i vest. Temperaturerne falder til mellem 2 og 10 grader. Koldest bliver det for dem i den sydvestlige del af landet. Det var Radioavisen med Jakob Høstrup. Rigtig god nat.
Velkommen til P5. Musik, der holder.
today. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's five more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe and put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? A single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and it